בוקר טוב, ערב שבת שלום, חנוכה שמח, שתבח שמו. ערב חודש טוב, yeah, נכון. I say every month, it's one of the biggest misnomers in יהדות, is ראש חודש טוב. ראש חודש טוב is fake news. You say חודש טוב. ראש חודש טוב means have a good day. It's like saying יום טוב. מה נעשות? תגיד להם, מיכאל. No.
Well, this month it's two good days at least.
Yeah, נכון, נכון. Yeah, טוב. Rabbi Isai, today is Erev Shabbat Chanukah, which is it seems pretty innocent, but it's really not, because there's a lot of Zachin. If you look in Siman Tav Kuf Ayin Tet, in Tav Resh Ayin Tet, in the Shulchan Aruch, he speaks about the halachot of Erev Shabbat Chanukah, and it gets pretty heated there. The Tur brings down, as we spoke about last week, it's a showdown between Tadir and Pirsumen Yisa again, which we brought a machloket. Now this week it kind of intensifies for a reason which I'll explain soon. The Tur brings down that there's a bahag, Baal Halachot Gedolot. And he writes that on Erev Shabbat Chanukah, you must be sure to light Nerot Chanukah before Nerot Shabbat, because if you do the opposite, then you have a ba'aya. If you light Nerot Shabbat first, according to the bahag, it's a famous one, in Siman Resh Samach Gimel as well, where the bahag writes, that hadlakat nerot Shabbat constitutes a kabbalat Shabbat. If you even mistakenly light nerot Shabbat before nerot Chanukah, says the Bahag, you can kiss nerot Chanukah goodbye. It's gone because you already mekabel Shabbat. V'shalom. According to Bahag, that's not the case. That is the Rama who explains that. Well, minhag Ashkenaz is to yes be mekabel Shabbat al yedei hadlakat nerot Shabbat. The Bahag is not mechalek between men or women. Okay. So according to the Bahag, even a man, if he lights Nerot Shabbat first, Nerot Chanukah are toast sangak. It's over. Yeah? Allah. Azov mukse, asur. Asur, is a chilun Shabbat. That's according to the Bahag. So you got to make sure, bevadai, to light Nerot Shabbat first. And the Tur and the Bet Yosef on the spot bring down that kim'at kol ha-poskim attack this Bahag. The Rashba, Ramban, Magid Mishne b'shem Rambam, and many, many other poskim, they say, ma pitom, since when does Kabbalat Shabbat constitute, since when does Hadlakat Nerot Shabbat constitute a Kabbalah? Right? Kabbalat Shabbat, hey, mekabel Shabbat, bapeh, mekabel Shabbat, like any other neder, you say, well, either most people, not most, but many people aren't mekabel Shabbat really at all, they just Shabbat just enters. But really, the mitzvah of Kabbalat Shabbat, leosif mechol al kodesh, how do you do it? Bapeh, hareni mekabel alai, either toch emunah am seula boi chala Shabbat melketa, mizmor shel Shabbat, hareni mekabel alai tosif Shabbat kodesh. They say, according to these rishonim, lighting Nerot Shabbat doesn't do anything for a Kabbalat Shabbat, and therefore, now you tell me, based on last week's year, now you're faced this afternoon with these two mitzvot, of hadlakat Nerot Shabbat, and hadlakat Nerot Chanukah, if really the Hadlakat Nerot Shabbat doesn't constitute a Kabbalah Shabbat, which mitzvah should you do? Nerot Shabbat. Why? Let's default to Tadir. Why? The more common, the more frequent of these two mitzvot, obviously, is Hadlakat Nerot Shabbat. Ta'aseh Kodem. That is the opinion Be'emet of the Rashba and the Ramban and Rav Kechol HaRishonim, that you light Nerot Shabbat first. Matashon. Talk loud so they can hear you in cyberspace.
Two things. First,
if somebody's
not
consciously trying to
read Kabbalat Shabbat, then just by
reading Kabbalat Shabbat is Kabbalat Shabbat. What's Boika? You're saying? Talui depends on the shul. Many shuls make sure, like my shul, we make sure we pray Mincha 20 minutes before Shkiah. So by the time we get to Toch Emuneh, it's a minute or two before Shkiah, so you get the mitzvah of Tosefet Shabbat. Zeh Tov. Again, it's not Me'akev, yeah, because really, according to the letter of the law, we know, mitzvah ta'asem la Torah, the Shulchan Aruch says, Leosif Mechol al HaKodesh, Ben B'Knisato, Ben B'Yitziato, which means there's a mitzvah to add on from the Kedusha of Shabbat to the weekday mundane, both when Shabbat begins and ends. So that means you should preferably be Mekabel Shabbat. There's no shi'ud. There's no amount. Even a minute or two before Shabbat. Now, for the people who don't verbally accept Shabbat like that, so what do you do? The fact that they've already left their cars, threw away their keys. The fact that you're poresh mimlacha, the fact that you separate from milacha, that's also considered a Kabbalat Shabbat. So as long as you are separated from milacha a few moments before Shkia, according to the letter of the law, that's the mitzvah of Tosefet Shabbat. So, now, that being said, the Bet Yosef says a very interesting twist at the end. And Be'emet, in Ilchot Shabbat, B'Sivan Resh Samach Gimal, Maran says Meforash, what's the halacha by Hadlakat Nerot Shabbat? Da'at Maran, and that's the halacha for us, that Hadlakat Nerot Shabbat does not constitute Kabbalat Shabbat. Unless the man or the woman specifically says, I'm being a Kabbal Shabbat with the Hadlakat, that's a different story. But just let's say a default candle lighting of Hadlakat Nerot Shabbat does not constitute a Kabbalat Shabbat, Kedat Rov Kichol HaRishonim. Hence, okay, forget about Hanukkah for a second. Let's talk about any other Friday evening. When a woman lights Nerot Shabbat, according to Maran, as long as you're within a half hour of Shkia, which most, if you're lighting earlier, then you have to be in Kabbalat Shabbat anyway. But if you're within a half hour of Shkia, which usually candle lighting time is, say the 20 minutes, 18 minutes, whatever it is, before Shkia, over there, the halacha is you can still do melacha afterwards.
Why would people do not melacha just as like a
Tumah,
to be like
Tosefet Shabbat? Oh. Then have in mind if you want to still do
melacha. No. What? You're about to raise your hand. What's it talking about? Michael, can you hear me?
Yes.
The Zoom is... Now, Bekitzur, so he says like this. I heard on the radio this week, you know, the name Zoom became a popular dog name this past year. Yeah. It went up 400%. Anyway, Bekitzur. Yeah. So did Fauci and Biden. They used that for dog names also. Anyway, because emit, Shamati. Now, Bekitzur. I don't know, unless they were saying fake news. But Bekitzur, Rabotai, listen carefully. So over here, according to Maran, you can do that, especially, you know, people make a mistake. And according to the letter of the law, Maran Zichron Berachah Chazon Ovadia, Shabbat Chelek Aleph, Nilchot Adlakat Nerot, Maran Zichron Berachah writes, that really, preferably, you should light Nerot Shabbat with the lights in the house, or at least in the kitchen, dining room, wherever you're lighting, make sure the lights are off. Because if the lights are on, what's your candle lighting really doing? And it's already light there. Preferably, you should turn the lights off, light the Shabbat candles, and then after that, go and turn on the lights, and that's part of the mitzvah as well. How you turning on the lights after Hadlakat Nerot? Ze mutar. Mutar la'asot kacha. Shitat Rama, Shitat Ashkenazim, is that they are choshesh. They are concerned that Hadlakat Nerot is a form of Kabbalat Shabbat. Shitat Ba'alaitur, Shitat Rama, the Taz, Magen Avraham, That's for Ashkenazim. That's also the Ben Yishai is also a little bit choshesh for that. But Da'at Maran is very clear. And Da'at Rov Kechol HaRishonim is very clear that Hadlakat Nerot Shabbat, you can do Melacha afterwards. You have to stop doing Melacha, obviously, a few minutes before Shkia. You can light. Therefore, based on all of the above, Maran Paskin's like Rov HaRishonim, the Be'emet, according to those Rishonim, you light first Nerot Shabbat. But comes the Bet Yosef and throws in a twist. And he says, but La'alacha, if you ask me, he says this in Bet Yosef and also in Shulchan Aruch, La Halacha, which one should you light first? He says, light Hanukkah candles first and then Shabbat. What just happened? Didn't you just tell me, Bet Yosef, that Halacha is Rov, Kerov HaRishonim, that it doesn't make a Kabbalat Shabbat and therefore go for Tadir? Says the Bet Yosef, you know what? You're right. But what? According to the Rashba and the Ramban, it doesn't mean that you must light Nerot Shabbat first. It means that you may, but Be'emet, whichever one you want to light first, you can do that one. Therefore, says the Bet Yosef, since you could do any which one first, which one should you do? Hanukkah. Just what? If you happen to have lit Nerot Shabbat first, that doesn't forbid you from lighting Hanukkah after. But Be'emet, says Maran Meperush, that if, you know, preferably, which one should you light first? Hanukkah. V'rama, b'darkei Moshe. On the spot, jumps on the Bet Yosef. Says, what are you talking about? It's very clear from the Ramban and the Rashba and all those Rishonim that if lighting Shabbat candles doesn't make a Kabbalat Shabbat, therefore, what halacha jumps in now? Tadir. And therefore, according to them, not all, it's not that you can choose which one. According to them, you should specifically light Nerot Shabbat first. So I don't know what you're saying.
Shemnes, if we're going to Pesach, Shemnes is more applicable earlier on.
What do you mean?
People are walking to Shul.
No.
We're both walking to and from Shul.
No, but that people are going to walk back afterwards and it's still going to be lit. It's going to be lit afterwards. Well, not quite, I'll tell you, because on Erev Shabbat, it's not yet the Zman. You know that. It's early. Let's get something straight. Okay, I'm going to talk about that in a second. The Chachamim were Metakin. Then on Erev Shabbat, we have a different set of rules for Adlakat Nerot because there's no other way to do it. So the Chachamim understood that, and they made a different set of rules for Erev Shabbat, which we'll get to in a second. But I want you to understand that the Darkei Moshe has a very powerful question on the Bet Yosef. He says, I don't know what you're talking about. He says, according to the Ran and the Rashba, if it's not Kabbalat Shabbat, then do Tadir. What are you telling me you could do either one? He says, oh, it's not Muvan. However, if you look in Shuta Radbaz, Rabbeinu David ben Zimra, who lived in the same generation as the Bet Yosef, Radbaz Ayah Gaon Gadol, he was the Abedin in Mitzrayim. He moved to Tzfat from Mitzrayim when he was 80 years old. Okay, he was Zaken Muflag. And when he moved, the Bet Yosef was the Avbedin. When the Radbaz came to me at Tzfat, Bet Yosef said, now you're going to be Avbedin. He told him, Mipnei Kevodo. He lived there for another 30 years. He passed away at the age of 110 in Tzfat. He's buried in the same, in Bet Almin, in the same cemetery as the Bet Yosef. The old cemetery, you know, everybody's got to be in that cemetery unless you're Kohen. Once in your life. Yeah, Bet Yosef, Ariya Kadosh, Alshich, yeah, Ramak, Radbaz, all Gdolei, Hoshea ben Be'eri is buried there also. Huh? Yeah, it's Gishmak HaMaisis. Anyway, Michael Aita, it's an Ariya Kadosh. That's like
two times. Twice.
Carmelot. Anyway, Bekitzur, you ever in the Ariz Mikveh? Forget it. It's so cold, it's hot. No, it's zelo. The mamash, you can. I don't know. I went. You can't think about it. If you first though, you can't think about it before. You just have to act. You just jump, and then when you're in there, you feel it's an out of body experience. It's so cold. Anyway, Bikitsur, huh? It's tiny. It's a pit. It's irrigated by snow water from the mountains. Yeah.
One person at a time.
No, it's not. It's anyway. Lo nikan neshama. Now, Bikitsur, yeah. Mikol makom, but it's an experience. Not far from there, I went there. It was very weird. But between Tzfat and Meron, there's a Kever Chavakuk HaNavi on the road. Next to it, there's a mikveh that's called Mikveh Shma'aya V'Avtalion. I'm not sure why it's called that, but it's called Mikveh Shma'aya V'Avtalion. That one made the Ari HaKadosh's mikveh feel like a son. Mikveh Shma'aya V'Avtalion. It's like a... it's interesting. Anyway, Bekitzur, these are the adventures of my youth. Mikol Makom, so I haven't done it in a while. Rabotai, listen carefully. The Ratbaz writes in his Tshuva, also like the Bet Yosef, he says, Halacha is like Rova Poskim, that Hadlakat Nerot does not make a Kabbalat Shabbat. And yet, he says, I hold to light Hanukkah candles first. Not because Hadlakat Nerot Shabbat makes a Kabbalat Shabbat. No. But why? He says, because over there, since you're going to do both mitzvot anyway, and there's Pirsum HaNes, and there's Chavivut. Nevertheless, I hold that the Chavivut, because the mitzvah is Chaviv, it's better to do it like that. Now, it's very interesting, because we spoke last week, interestingly enough, what did we say? That which one wins, Chaviv or Pirsum HaNisa?
Pirsum HaNisa.
The Tosfot said in Shabbat Dav Kav Gimel, Pirsum HaNes beats Tadir only when you're doing one or the other. When you're doing both mitzvot, what beats what? Then he says, Tadir. Rabotai over here, which, are we doing both or are we doing one or the other? Both. So based on the rule from Tosfot, Tadir should win out. Nevertheless, the Minhag is like the Bet Yosef and the Radbaz, that Be'erev Shabbat Chanukah, what do we do? It's the order, Michael Ma'osim.
Chanukah and then Shabbat.
Nachon. You do Chanukah and then Shabbat. But if a person made a ta'ut, and he did Shabbat first. So you tell him, don't light Ner Chanukah, chas v'shalom.
Yeah, he still lies. Because still lie. As we said, the Baha'i Kol is like that.
No, Baha'i Kol is not like that. Baha'i Kol is Kabbalat Shabbat, aval ein halacha kidbaran. Halacha is like the other poskim shecholkin alav. Now listen very carefully.
This is Shira, last year.
Now,
Rabbi, I'm saying if you didn't, you can hold like the Bahag. That's what I'm saying.
If you did, according to the Bahag, if you light Nerot Shabbat, you toast. You would not hold like the Bahag.
Oh, you would not.
Yeah, the Bahag says if you even b'taut, if you lit Nerot Shabbat, it's over. Alaf. But we don't hold like that. Now, listen carefully.
Someone wants, they can light Shabbat. Like, they want to light Shabbat candles right after the Bahag, and then literally later on they can light Nerot Hanukkah, and it will be Shabbat.
There's specifically that case that you just gave is Baya. Why? If you light after plug, if it's before, remember I told you half hour before Shkiah? If it's earlier than half hour before Shkiah, even
you
though it's after plug, you must accept Shabbat al yedei candlelighting. Yeah.
Why?
So everything that we're saying here with candlelighting not accepting Shabbat is within, remember what I'm telling you, within half an hour of Shkiah. Lo yote. Not earlier than that. Now, as follows.
Why does it separate if you do it before?
Yes, because the Gemara says that you're not allowed to light Shabbat candles too early. What is too early? Min, before plag. The problem is that plag amincha, which is an hour and about an hour and a quarter before tzedek kochavim's maniot, if you light it that early, how is it nikar? How is it recognizable? It's the light outside. How is it recognizable that it's lichvot Shabbat? The poskim say the only thing that makes it recognizable that it's being done in Shabbat at that time is what? When you actually accept Shabbat. So it comes out, the poskim say that if you light from plag, you may, but you must accept Shabbat. The only time you can light Nerot Shabbat, and it's nikar that it's lichvot Shabbat, without having to be mekabelet Shabbat, is only within a half hour of Shkia. Within a half hour of Shkia, yeah. Now, like I told you, the Chachamim, because they were keenly aware that on Erev Shabbat, you can't light at Tzedek Kochavim. Because if you light Nerot Chanukah, Belen Shabbat, at Tzedek Kochavim, you have bigger problems than Nerot Chanukah, right? That's a Segula Leskila, right? That's a good way. You know, it's a Chilul Shabbat. Yeah? So, a great way to be Mekabel Skila, right? I told you there's a Peshkevil in Yerushalayim, it's one of these notices, you know, these huge bulletin boards that they have all over the place in Yerushalayim. It's a Jewish thing. So over there was a big thing. It's a
Segula Gdola. Jewish Instagram. Jewish Instagram.
Yeah. Video, Jewish Instagram. I think the Instagram guy is Jewish, no? I don't know. Tell me. What's the same guy's Facebook?
Yeah.
Then Nasula Goyaz. Anyway, Bekitzul. Shechzor B'Tshuva Shnema. Yeah. Bizro Kota Le'elef Azazen. Now he says like this. Bekitzur. As follows, you have Be'erev Shabbat. I was telling you about the Peshkevil. The Peshkevil said, "Segula gedola lechalel Shabbat, lo lilmod ilchot Shabbat." Od pa'am, segula gedola lechalel Shabbat, lo lilmod ilchot Shabbat. V'zeh emet. The biggest segula that a person can have to be mechalel Shabbat is make sure that you don't learn the laws. You don't learn ilchot Shabbat, you're vaday, like the Mishnah Berurah says in the Akdama, you don't have to do much to be mechalel Shabbat. Just don't learn. That's the way it works. Tzach lilmod v'lachzor. You have to learn and review and review. That's what the life of a Jew is. Chazara, chazara. Yeah, that's it. That's what the life of a Jew is. Now, Rabotai as follows. On Erev Shabbat, Manasseh, the Chachamim said, although, in general, you can't light too early. According to Maran, we light it to the Kochavim. According to the Gra, you light by Shkia. But earlier than that, although the Shulchan Aruch says that if a person, let's say, is traveling, whatever, he has to leave, you're allowed to light from Plagam Mincha on any regular night of Chanukah, but you can't make a bracha. But Belin Shabbat, or Be'erev Shabbat, when we have to light before Shkia, because there's nothing else we can do without being Mechalel Shabbat, the Chachamim will mitaken, that you're allowed to light already from Plagam Mincha and even make a bracha. That's the mitzvah Be'erev Shabbat, because there's no other way. Now, here's the catch, Rabbi Yisrael. Listen carefully. Catch is that although we're lighting early, the Chachamim said you still got to make sure it lasts until the regular time every other night, which is when every other night we light at Tzedek Kochavim. Plus, it's got to stay lit for how long? A minimum of half an hour. So on Lin Shabbat, even when you're lighting early, you got to make sure that it lasts until the time that it would last any other night of Chanukah. Make the cheshbon. Let's make the cheshbon. Yeah. Seta Kochavim, he says about, at least for Sfaradim in New York, about, let's say, during this time of year, about 15 minutes after Shkia. Now 15 minutes or so after Shkia, it's Seta Kochavim. Half an hour after that is what? 45 minutes after Shkia. When are we lighting? Let's say 20 minutes or so before Shkia, right? At candle lighting time for, that's when we're lighting, then you're going to Shul. So 20 minutes before. So you got to make sure, so it's 45 minutes plus another 20 minutes before. When you light, you got to make sure, if you're lighting with oil. With candles, you got to make sure they're long enough for tonight to last approximately at least an hour and 5 minutes, which is not such a big deal. It's not the end of most of the pre-filled cups that people buy today. Today, I don't feel the mitzvah as much. Today, you go to the store, you buy it, b'shalom. Who fills the glasses and puts the zach in?
I fill the glasses. It burns till morning. Mine burns about 11, 12 hours.
Now, it says like this.
Akiva loves it. He wakes up and he says, well, it's still late.
Nes Chanukah. Yeah. You know, a friend of mine sent me. He said he had a reverse Nes Chanukah. What is a reverse Nes Chanukah? Yeah. He said he bought 8 donuts. They were supposed to last for 8 days, but it only lasted for 1. That was the Nes Chanukah. Reverse. Yeah, he says like this. So you're supposed to make sure it has the shiur, at least an hour and 5 minutes, an hour and 10, besid. Another thing that is pretty important for today is machloket. Very interesting, but interestingly enough, he says that there are poskim, achronim, the father of the shla, Nezirut Shimshon, and other poskim who say, primegadim also, primegadim says, on Erev Shabbat Chanukah, you have to make sure to daven mincha, before you light Nerot Chanukah. Why? Because otherwise, he says, it's Tarte de Satre. It's a contradiction. Why are you contradicting yourself? Why? What was the order in Beit HaMikdash? When we pray Tfilat Mincha corresponds to what? Korban HaTamid Shel Ben
Arbaim.
The afternoon Tamid. Nerot Chanukah corresponds to which mitzvah? Hadlakat HaMenorah.
Which was after.
What, Michael, what was the order in Beit HaMikdash?
First Tamid, then the Chanukiah.
Yes, sir. The very last Avodah of the day, last Korban of the day, was Tamid. But after the Tamid, last Avodah was what? Hadlakat HaMenorah. So the Prima Gadim writes that if you pray, if you light Nerot Chanukah before you pray Mincha, he says you're contradicting yourself, because he says you're flipping the order that it's supposed to do, that you're supposed to have. Now, because of that, Baruch Hashem Shtabach Shemo, kimat, every shul in existence, I shouldn't say that, but in, you know, nicely populated Jewish areas, kimat every shul or every community has a minyan of early mincha on Erev Shabbat Chanukah in order to be yotzei d'selacha. That would be the best case scenario. Today, go to a tzibur, go pray b'minyan, mincha early, you go home, prepare for Shabbat, you light your Nerot Chanukah, light your Nerot Shabbat, Nerot Elanu Ktzat Ma'oz Tzuri Shu'ati, Zeo, Shalom. And then go to Beit HaKnesset for Kabbalat Shabbat and Arvit. That doesn't mean that you shouldn't have a later Mincha. Of course you should have a later Mincha before Shkia for those people that weren't able to. You shouldn't cancel that Mincha, obviously. You should have an earlier one so that people can daven that early Mincha. Oh, yefe. Here's the Shayla. Ata Shoel Shayla Yafa. Now, he says like this. Chayli Shayla. Now, he says like this. Rabotai, listen to me. How do you say question in Persian? Sahal?
S-A-L-A-S-A-A-L.
Asal?
S-A-A-L.
Sahal? Chayli Sahal. Yeah? Oh, there. Bekitzur, Rabotai, listen carefully. This is prep for Sanhedrin, with the languages. Mikol Makom, Rabotai. What happens if a person, thank you, I appreciate that, thank you, can nominate me. Anyway, the Kitzur says like this. You have a guy who lives in a community, they don't have an early mincha, inland. They only have mincha by shkia, as usual. Or you have a guy, there's plenty of minyanim, you better believe today people are working, they're coming home from work late, chilek, right? You have the people coming home at 3:30 in Yodama, and by the time they come home, all the early minchas in the Keilah, Allah, what's the halacha? He has two options. Yeah, what is the two options in the Tanin?
Either going to be a feed, then light, or light and then Davin later.
Now, what are the pros and cons of what are the pros and cons of each one?
One, you for sure you're in the normal way of the Beit HaMikdash, or you have a touch this as feel.
But still, what do you get over there? Tefillah b'tzibur. No. So, which is more important? Your options are. Let me say it again.
To pray
biyachid, mincha biyachid, and light the Nerot Chanukah in the proper order, or you can light at home and then go to shul to pray b'tzibur. So you're messing up the order, right? And you're also messing up tadir, by the way, because mincha is more tadir than Nerot Chanukah. But at least you're getting tefillat tzibur.
My answer. You light the Nerot at Bet Knesset, but you have a tzibur.
But that's not your mitzvah. That's tzibur. Your mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, you're messing it up. My answer. It's machloket acharonim. There are, like I told you, the Nezilut Shimshon says it's asur to light Nerot Chanukah on Eid of Shabbat before having prayed mincha. So he says, even at the expense of tefillah b'tzibur, he says, do it. Maran Zichron Levrachan Chazon Radia vehemently disagrees. Says lo nachon. He brings down the Shlaz father in the Sefer Eimek Bracha and others who say no. If you have tefillah b'tzibur shel mincha, mincha b'tefillah b'tzibur, to. Otherwise, don't do it. You should light first, even at the expense of messing up the order. Do not sacrifice tefillah b'tzibur. I last week we said, what about the Rambam's 30 minutes over there? Remember, we said the prayer, if you're going to lose the 30 minutes over here, you're not lighting at the proper time anyway. Remember, on Erev Shabbat, we're not lighting at the proper time. We're lighting at the only time we can, that the Chachamim will mitaken because of Shabbat. Therefore, over here, this thing doesn't really apply. And therefore, he says, if you come home late, don't pray mincha b'yechidut. Light Nerot Chanukah, go to shul, and then pray mincha b'tzibur. Don't sacrifice. Mata shoyel.
Motzei Shabbat, if we're not really letting the proper time of letting after, because we can't really light the Ashiya. So, should someone like daven later, because it's not really falling at 30 minutes of the Rambam of like lighting?
You daven Arbit first.
You should do it before.
Anyways, on Motzei Shabbat, it's going to be even for people who just do Geonim, it's going to be very, very difficult to get the Rambam's 30 minutes. It's hard. It's going to be hard. So over there on Motzei Shabbat, Minhag Kol Yisrael, you go Daven Arvit, and then come home. Light, obviously, as soon as possible. But go first pray Minhag Arvit B'tzibur Motzei Shabbat, and then light. Kacha Ta'asim. That's the Ikar HaDin over there. So that is, with regards to that, we'll pause for a moment and say, wow, do you know what this thing does? I just went like this for a second, and it just it raised my hand in the Zoom.
Really?
No, this is a fancy machine.
They're watching this.
No, I wasn't. I was just going like this.
This camera has a thing called sensei that if the rug moves, it'll call the rug.
Okay, so Rabotai, we're gonna.
So, Rob, what's your final answer with
Shabbat? Hanukkah, preferably. So, we're gonna. How do you stop? Stop.
Do it as early as possible.